Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we are going to talk about your right to strike. Well, it turns out that if you are a letter carrier, and obviously you are, otherwise you shouldn't be listening to this. I don't know, maybe you're into it. Anyway, there is a basic human civil right to strike, and if you're a letter carrier, you don't have it. So we are prohibited by federal law from striking. We cannot strike. We can't do anything that resembles a strike. We can't do the blue flu where we all call out sick on the same day. We can't do a job action where there's a slowdown and we all agree to just take 2-hour lunches every day. We can't do any of that stuff. Anything that looks like a strike, we cannot do. In fact, we cannot even call for a strike. And I'd like to make it very clear here that I am not calling for a strike. I am saying we cannot strike. We can ask for the right to strike, and we should, in my opinion. We should be using our letter carrier political fund to try to get legislation that would allow us to strike, because it is a basic civil right, and it's not reasonable, in my opinion, to deny that to letter carriers. But until that happens, not only does the law prohibit us from striking, so does our contract. The contract that we negotiate for and agree to also contains a no strike clause. So we can't strike. We also cannot call for a strike. We cannot say, hey, we should strike on this day. Can't do that either. So about the only thing we can do is say, well, I think we should be able to strike. And I am saying that. I think we should be able to strike. And I think that we should petition for that, for the right to do it. So what can we do? Well, we can vote no on this tentative agreement, I'll tell you that. And we can also do what's called a work-to-rule protest. So in other types of employment, this can be really effective, especially with teachers. So what work to rule means is that they're only going to do what is required of them in their contract. And if you know teachers, you know that they do work at home, they come in early, they do extracurricular stuff, they stay late, they work through their lunches, they do all these extra things that they don't get paid to do. They have all these meetings maybe that they're expected to do, but they're not getting paid to do it. And so when they engage in a work-to-rule protest, they say, hey, I'm showing up at 7 o'clock, I'm leaving at 2 o'clock, and that's it. Or, whatever time teachers work, I don't know. But they're not doing anything extra. And suddenly the school comes to a grinding halt because all these teachers were doing all this extra stuff because they love the kids. And all of a sudden, that's all not getting done. Where it also is effective is on a workroom floor where, in a steel mill maybe, I don't know how mills run, but this is how it's explained in one of the labor books I was listening to, that it's the workers that really know how the plant is run, and they make everything efficient, and they know, oh, I know by the book it says this is supposed to go here, but if we put it there, things go a lot smoother, and they just put it there. Well, then what they do in a work-to-rule protest is they make management make all the management decisions and tell them where to put this and where to do that and what, everything that's supposed to be done by the book that everybody just ignores for efficiency. They do it all by the book, and then suddenly the plant production numbers go way down. Well, guys, if you listen to Classes of Mail and the Postal Stand-Up, that's what I call for all the time. I don't think that should be a form of protest. I think that should be the status quo. That the M41 exists for a reason, and the things in the contract exist for a reason. And, a good example of this is getting your mail early, before you clock in. You're not getting paid to do that, and you are violating rules by getting your mail and doing work before you clock in. You shouldn't do that. And you're only, you're helping management, you're not helping yourself, and it's something that you can get in trouble for. So I'm here to tell you, don't do that stuff. Do your job by the book. And, old timers will say, management can make me work longer, but they can't make me work harder. And it's a way to kind of take back some of your own dignity, some of your own sovereignty as a letter carrier, is to do the job by the book. And it makes you discipline proof. It makes it where management can't mess with you, and it gives you peace of mind, and it saves your body to some degree. And that's my recommendation. You know, whether as protest or not, you should be working to the rule. And I'm going to keep going over the rules, make us all educated. And, you know, that's our goal here. All right. So as a reminder, you cannot strike. You cannot call for a strike. And I'm absolutely not doing that here. I'm not even doing it tongue in cheek. Like, I'm seriously, no, I'm not saying strike. I'm saying do your job by the book. All right. Catch you guys later.